Pop Spotting 169.
Thursday, November 4th, 2011.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan. It's Thanksgiving, and we're definitely thankful that you're with us today. Doing this show has brought us great friends and fun memories, and we're just very grateful that you're sharing your time and thoughts with us.
Doing this podcast has made us smarter, it's made us happier, it's brought us closer together, but what really motivates us is knowing that we're not alone. So yes, thank you for being part of our family.
Now, today is also Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, and we're also thankful to still have a guest join us on this special day.
Joining us for our own little Thanksgiving special is Maggie Mack, aka Leia02 on Twitter, a California girl at heart now living in Northern Virginia.
Maggie is a hardworking preschool teacher, hardcore pop culture fan, and co-host of several podcasts, including Girls Night In Radio and the West Wing podcast, and she is, of course, the queen of Maggie's world.
She's also a huge Potterhead and can always be relied upon to make sure you know how to pronounce J.K. Rowling. Maggie, happy Thanksgiving and welcome to Pop Spotting.
Happy Turkey Day.
Hey, exactly. Happy Turkey Day. How are things in Northern Virginia?
Well, they're getting cold, and so, yeah. But
cold
it's,
being relative.
And, well, yes, definitely. And we had a snow right before Halloween, so I'm hoping we're not having a white Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I wish I knew what that meant, but I hope you get the weather that you want.
Oh, yes.
In any case, we are very pleased to have you here on Pop Spotting. As you may have noticed, we're working our way through all of the great podcasters in the world, and we're really looking forward to this show. Here on Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, we ask our guests to enlighten us on three things that they think are worth checking out. So let's get to it, Maggie. What's your first pick?
Well, my first pick would qualify under a show you guys did a few weeks ago, The Wasting Time Online.
Okay.
Podcast. It is a website called Pinterest.com, which is P and then interest, so .com. And what it basically is, it's an online pin board, and it kind of says the tagline is the online pin board, and you can organize and share things you love. Mm. But did you guys ever like cut pictures out of magazines that you wanted to keep or ideas you wanted?
Yeah.
Try.
It looks to me like it's a little bit similar to Evernote, the iPhone app.
I haven't ever used Evernote, but this is just a way to, you can pin pictures, you can pin websites, and to come back to. A lot of them are fun stuff, but there can be practical things. I use a lot of it for teaching, and that's a lot of, that's how I had found out about it. A coworker told me about it, to find ideas for teaching.
Oh, I can really see that application. I mean, Evernote, you clip and take pictures and save websites that you like for your own reference. But the thing about Pinterest is that it's public. It is basically your scrapbook of things you've cut out of magazines, but everybody else can see what you're saving in different categories.
Exactly. And so, like, you see different things from categories. The teaching stuff is where I have a lot of stuff on here, different ideas. Like, I just actually found like cut up sponges to make a tower out of sponges. Like, cause it's a quiet tower.
Because it doesn't fall down like Jenga.
Yeah, exactly. They're cut like Jenga, but so it's cheap and it's quiet. You know, that's really kind of a fun idea that I would never think of. And then just some different, finding a lot of like Thanksgiving turkey stuff to make, and just different ideas, because there's so much for teachers out there, but it's hard to kind of find them. And this has just been a really fun way to find some ideas to kind of pin it to your board, and then your friends can see it. A lot of my coworkers have found a lot of stuff that they've started to use through Pinterest. And it's really cool. You can do fashion stuff, school stuff, like stuff you want to make, clothes, kids stuff. There's a lot of stuff for like weddings. And then you can just like pin like funny things that you like.
So what kind of things in other people's collections do you mostly find yourself looking at or liking?
It just depends. It's anything you kind of are in, think you like. Like, I have a lot of friends that are doing some home stuff or clothes stuff. I'm not quite all into that, but I like kind of looking. I have a friend who's putting like all kinds of cool like houses, all these houses with like slides in them, all these photos that she found. I like to look for fitness stuff. I like to look in the education and then the film, music, and books categories. Mm. The geek category is also really fun. There's a lot of funny stuff in there. It's just there. I haven't branched out to everything, but there's just so much on here because it's basically the whole internet
right.
that you can just pin. And if there's a picture of it, you can pin it. And yeah. so it's a lot of fun, but it can definitely be a time waster.
Well, I can see that. I mean, it sort of reminds me of Tumblr, but it's, again, I think a little more open. I'm on here. I've been pinning random things, not very much, and I guess I must follow a lot of women planning for their weddings because I just see a lot of wedding dresses. But this is a pretty awesome site. Thanks for picking it.
And it definitely looks like something I could become obsessed with very quickly.
Oh, definitely. And you don't necessarily, like, I was sort of like wedding stuff. Oh, I kept seeing stuff too. And then I started to see stuff I like and like that is even it's so far in advance, like for me, but it's just fun to find these little ideas. Like I love the kind of the random things that just make you laugh. Like one of the first ones my roommate found it when she was showing it to me was a picture of a porcupine and a balloon. And the caption was caught in a bad romance.
I can see that too.
And it's just little things that just like make you laugh. And it's just a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, folks can look you up at pinterest.com/ilea02.
And what is your second recommendation?
My second recommendation is the TV show Revenge, which I has just started this year. I've just watched episode 7. It's very soapy. It's definitely a nighttime soap opera, but it's so good. So the main character is Emily Thorne is trying to get revenge on all these rich people in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. And I actually learned in Entertainment Weekly that it's a retelling of The Count of Monte Cristo. So it does have some, it's not just totally like a soap opera, but so the very beginning of the pilot, you get a fast forward to Labor Day of 2011 and kind of what happens. And then it goes back into Memorial Day. So you're basically going to get this summer and you kind of get to see almost at the end. Well, you're not really sure if it's the end of her plan. And then you get to see her arriving in the Hamptons and her developing her plan and explaining to you kind of why she's doing this. Her father was framed for a terrorist attack that like brought down an airplane crash, and a lot of people died in it, and her father was blamed for it. Her father had nothing to do with it, and he ended up dying in prison, and she ended up in the foster system and juvenile hall and stuff, and it's now she's kind of trying to get revenge on the Grayson family, Victoria and Conrad Grayson, who helped put her father in, who put her father in jail. She is starting to date their son, Daniel Grayson. And it's like, okay, why are you, what, you know, where does this have to do with your plan? And then, you know, she has a rich kind of, internet guru guy who is kind of helping her. There's this guy that she knew when she lived in the Hamptons when she was little, and who likes her and you can tell she likes him, but he's not part of her plan. So she really can't do anything with it. Because she obviously has a different name. So,
right. So this is basically, I mean, she's pulling off a long con, I guess. And we did go over the show. We covered it when we did our overview of the shows this season, this new fall season, but we never actually caught an episode, although we've been hearing good things about it. You're saying soapy, you're saying, you know, it does have sort of that Count of Monte Cristo background to it. What is it that's so compelling? What makes it so delicious? And why do you think everybody else likes this show?
It's just watching her get the revenge on these people. It's, you know, there was this guy who was the lawyer that put her father, it was the defense attorney, or not the defense attorney, the prosecuting attorney who put her father away. Well, he is now running for Congress or in Congress and doing his reelection campaign. Well, she found some dirt on him and got him to, you know, bow out of public life, like not even do re-election anymore, you know, because of the dirt, because she like just her planning is like insane. Like she bought a building like years and years before to get the video to prove this what was happening. So it's just her planning is insane, and she has a lot of money, which is why it's able to work. But it's just it's a little hard sometimes. It's hard to believe, but it's so fun that it really doesn't matter. Like you don't have to think about it too much. You're just like, ooh, how is she going to, what's she going to do next, and how is she going to do it?
Excellent. Well, revenge on ABC. I'm glad you picked it, because we kind of felt bad we weren't able to cover the show, or we haven't yet. I guess we might check it out.
And what is your third recommendation?
My third recommendation is something that hasn't come up yet on Pop Spotting, at least not looking up online, because I was trying to be sure. I was trying to come up with something that hadn't been talked about before. And that's How I Met Your Mother. I have started watching How I Met Your Mother from the beginning, and it's now in its seventh season, and I am a little frustrated with the show, kind of, because I'm like, I want him to meet the mother, because that's the whole point of the show.
Right.
But it is also kind of the point of the show is to be on the journey, and the journey of all of this. And they do, it's another show that they say they kind of know what their end game is, and they know what they've promised us, because they will do stuff in the show and say, oh, but that's another story. Mm-hmm. And they haven't figured it out. And it's really cool because Bob Saget narrates it, which is fun because he's Ted, the main character.
Right.
And he's telling his children the story. And it's really funny. They've just done so many things. Neil Patrick Harris is one of his friends, which is hysterical. This season they have him, he lost a bet and he has to wear a ducky tie for a whole year. And literally, like, it's been like you keep watching it and you're like, oh, there's the ducky tie. Like, they have to keep this thing going. They must have bought like a ton of these ducky ties, because they will keep this going till next year. Like, he will have this ducky tie.
Well, we are big fans of the show. It's one of those lighthearted shows, certainly, that we'll usually watch maybe right before we're going to bed. And I love the cast.
What I enjoy about it is that it's a sitcom, but they use all kinds of tricks like nonlinear narrative, and there are things that are referenced and you don't really know what they're talking about until later. I just think it's really probably one of the most cleverly written sitcoms since Arrested Development.
It's a great cast. So you've got Josh Radnor as Ted. Of course, you've got the relationship with Kobe Smulders as Robin Scherbatsky. She's a Canadian, and that's always a running joke there. And for sure, Neil Patrick Harris is a standout. I remember when the show first came out, everyone was worried that he was going to run away with the show. But I think just overall, they've come to this perfect balance. And it is. It's laugh out loud funny. It's very smart.
Oh, it's so funny. Neil Patrick Harris just is, you just know he's having so much fun with Barney, because Barney's a great character. So it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, we're certainly watching. We love the show.
Well, good. Everybody should be watching. I love How I Met Your Mother.
So Maggie's three picks were the website Pinterest.com, the TV show Revenge on ABC, and How I Met Your Mother, now in its seventh season on CBS.
I love those picks. A time waster, a soapy primetime show, and a sitcom with a really great cast and some really smart writing. Maggie, thanks for sharing those. But now that we've got you all calm and relaxed, we're going to ambush you with some trivia questions. Are you ready?
I hope so. We'll see. I'm either going to do really well at this or really bad.
Well, I'm going to vote for really well. And the good thing is that we let you pick the categories you take. We'll give you three. You only need to pick two. And then you only need to answer two out of three questions correctly. Jen, what are Maggie's three categories?
Maggie can choose from turkey, stuffing, or cranberries.
Ah, yes, we have some leftover turkey there, and then the other two categories are stuffing and cranberries. You only need to pick two. I know you might be hungry for trivia, Maggie, but which two do you want?
I think I'm going to go with turkey and stuffing.
All right, Jen, let's start with turkey.
The Republic of Turkey is one of the six independent Turkish states. The current nation was established in 1923 and is now a member of NATO, the G20, and the European Union. How well do you know this country?
Oh, no. That is not what I thought the category was going to be about.
That's the trick, man.
I know.
Number one, with a population of over 13 million, Istanbul, not Constantinople, is Turkey's largest city. But what is its capital?
Once you say it, I'm gonna know. I know it. I've heard it, but no idea.
All right.
Ankara.
Ankara, the capital of Turkey. That's okay. Two more questions here.
Number two, Turkey is often described as being at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, holding an extremely strategic geographic location. Can you name two of the eight nations that border Turkey?
Okay. I'm going to guess India.
No, keep going.
No. Okay, let's think. I'm really bad at geography.
Oh, me too. I have no idea where Northern Virginia is. Don't worry.
What else is over? Okay, Europe and Asia. Italy?
No.
No. Just tell us when you want us to put us out of your misery, but you can keep guessing if you'd like.
Let's see if I can come up with one, maybe. Yeah, no. What is it, border? What are the countries?
Okay. We can see this being a project in your preschool classroom. Jen, what are the eight nations that border Turkey?
Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, Georgia, Greece, Iran, Iraq, and Syria.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
I was kind of close with the Italy, but
not yeah, I mean, that was not a bad guess. That was a pretty good guess.
Okay, yeah.
That's okay. Well, one more question, and at the very least, you'll be out of your misery. Jen, number three.
And number three, two of the seven wonders of the ancient world were in Turkey, but both were destroyed centuries ago. Only one of these seven are still standing. Name two of these seven wonders.
Any seven. We'll take two.
Oh, okay. That would be Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Ooh, good one. Yes.
The giant statue at Rhodes, I can't think of what else.
Yes, Colossus. Very
we'll
good.
Take it.
That's his name.
No, we got it, but you want to keep going. Go ahead.
No, those are the first two that I thought of, so okay. I make me think of the other two. But
well, you got the question then. The seven wonders were the Great Pyramid, which is still standing in Egypt. In Turkey, we've got the Temple of Artemis and the Mausoleum, and the others were the Lighthouse of Alexandria and the Statue of Zeus, which is also with the Colossus of Rhodes in Greece. But fantastic. You know your wonderful things, Maggie.
Woohoo! I got one of them. I've given you maybe one or two more of the wonders of the world if I'd thought about it.
I'm sure you could, but
so
now,
excited.
Let's move on to stuffing.
Number one, the teddy bear emerged in 1903, possibly invented at the same time in Germany as well as New York. Today, they see more than $1 billion in annual sales. The American origin story, at least, is credited to an unsuccessful hunting trip undertaken by whom?
That would be President Theodore Roosevelt.
Correct.
Fantastic. Very Woo! Good, Maggie. All right, question number two.
Pillows first emerged in Asia as a luxury for wealthy men, then spread to medieval Europe as an aid for pregnant women. Most in the West are filled with feathers, down, or cotton, but in Asia, you get a firmer feel from this material, also promoted to be less allergenic, cooler, and better for your neck and back.
What are they putting in their pillows over there?
I have no idea. Silk is the only thing that I kind of think of.
No, it's not silk. It's got a firmer feel. Did you stay up a lot and watch late night sort of infomercials about the revolutionary new blank filled pillows?
No, I don't usually watch infomercials.
Sobakawa. Doesn't ring a bell. All right, Jen.
No.
What's in those pillows?
Buckwheat.
Buckwheat or buckwheat shells.
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
They're incredibly comfortable too.
I was about to say that doesn't sound comfortable, so.
Interesting.
That's okay. You can still get the category with this question.
This profession started as a variation on leather making and during the Victorian era was considered part of interior decorating. When the platypus was first discovered in 1798, scientists initially assumed it was a mistake made by one of these practitioners.
We're looking for a job, a skill, a practice here.
Okay, but
people saw that platypus. It looked like parts of different animals stuck together, and they said, well, one of these guys must have screwed up. This cannot possibly be a creation of Mother Nature.
Like, woodworking? No, it was something with pillows. So, someone that makes, like, curtains?
I love these guests. I'm sorry, Maggie. Jen, what is this profession?
Taxidermy.
taxidermy, the stuffing of dead animals. Oh my, almost there. But well, you know what, Maggie, you did really good with our leftover turkey category, and you did get 1 out of 3 with stuffing. So for that, and for your great and invaluable work with the young and impressionable minds of America, I want to say thank you and congratulations.
Woohoo!
Well, Maggie, before we let you escape, why don't you remind us where everyone can find your stuff online?
Well, you can find me on Twitter. I'm Ilea02, I-L-E-A-02, and multiple different podcasts, Girls Night in Radio, which is biweekly, The West Wing podcast, which is doing a rewatch of The West Wing, mm-hmm. which is my most favorite show ever. I'm doing a rewatch. My co-host, Anna, who's in Switzerland, has never seen it, so I am trying my hardest not to spoil her, and so far I've done very well. But we're into the first season of The West Wing, which is just amazing. And it's still amazing, 11, 12 years later.
Right.
So really enjoying that. And then Maggie's World, which is just all kinds of fun and rambling.
Well, we hope things remain good and rambly and happy in Maggie's World. Maggie, thank you very much for joining us
here
on
Pop
Spotting.
Thank you, guys. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Us too. It was great. Have a great day. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha.
If you'd like to come on the show or just want to share your thoughts on pop culture or our show, we do hope that you'll get in touch.
Your feedback is what keeps us going, and you can email us at feedback@popspotting.net. You can leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net, or you can leave a voicemail at 815-310-0808.
We have got a great bunch of contributors on our Facebook page, and we hope that you can join them over at facebook.com/popspotting.
And of course, you can also tweet us on Twitter at twitter.com/popspotting, or you can look us up on Google+.
We'll be back tomorrow with another serving of Pop Spotting feedback.
We want to say thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and we want to say mahalo to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Happy Turkey Day, everyone.
Happy Turkey Day.
Gobble, gobble.
Yes, what she said. I'm going to put that in the show.
Don't.
No one's going to hear it. It'll be at the end. It's like a little treat.
Pop Spotting 160.
Wait.